We say it's the most hurtful time of the year. Our New Year's resolutions for each other. We've all gone except for Jason Goodman. Today is Jason Goodman. That's where each member of the show gives Jason Goodman, tells Jason Goodman what he should work on in the new year.
A New Year's resolution, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, if you have a New Year's resolution for Jason Goodman, call us right now. Squid.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, Jason, obviously, we're boys, right?
Don't be starting it.
On Fridays, we start a tradition, maybe grab a beer when we get off to celebrate the weekend.
Not this month.
Not this month. That's kind of whack. It's kind of besides the point. My New Year's resolution for you, Jason, is to not be so sensitive when I have a good time with someone else.
What do you mean?
The second I said I did something with Jared or I did something with Matt, it's what the hell, Squid?
Sent a thread with a photo of you and Matt hanging out, which the only thing I responded with was with you try to get me to hang out on Friday and I couldn't do it. Mm. But yes.
Correction. He did not send the picture. I sent the picture because even I was hurt when I saw that.
Where did you get the picture from?
From their social media.
Oh, really?
They just posted it.
When was that?
Mm-hmm. Well, because it was Matt's New Year's. I gave Matt his New Year resolution is we should chill more. And he hit me up. He's like, you want to get some hibachi? I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's get hibachi.
Was it in the evening or was it in the afternoon?
It was at night. At night. Yeah.
So what?
Friday evening.
Left his wife and his son to go have boys night.
Yeah, I think he said Wyatt was with his mom and Hannah was doing something with one of her girlfriends. So he said he's free. Do you want to get dinner? I was like, let's do it. Let's get some hibachi.
Wow.
And did you have fun?
Yeah, we had a great time. Yeah.
Meanwhile, New Year's resolution from Squid to me is to do more boy stuff, more guy stuff, and then no invite.
No. Didn't even tell anybody they were going. I mean, I know it was boys' night, but you didn't even,
think to... Was this last Friday?
Yeah. This was last Friday,
I don't understand.
And I asked you to hang out, and you said you can't, so that's...
No, you asked me to get a beer, and I said I'm on dry January. I was considering doing a non-alcoholic
Loser.
One.
Yeah, but then you said you're going to a brewery the next day.
I already got it. Okay, somebody gave me a tampon the other day at the brewery.
Did it force you to drink?
No, I didn't. I had non-alcoholic brew.
Okay, good for you.
Horrible.
Yeah, what's the point?
It was horrible. And I just wasted my money. Do you know the non-alcoholic beer at the grocery store is more expensive than the alcoholic beer?
Yes.
Oh.
And so are the cocktails.
You just get a soda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, but it's like the habit. I feel like I'm drinking, but I'm just... It's not,
have a seltzer.
No. Well, that's more alcohol than a beer sometimes.
No, a seltzer, like just a plain seltzer in a glass with a lime makes me feel well. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Over a $12 non-alcoholic cocktail.
Like if Squid asked me, he didn't ask me to get a beer, but he said, if you want to go do something, I'm like, sure. I just know I'm going to drink soda.
Right. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I wouldn't not go because, I mean, there are certain situations I wouldn't go.
It's hard for you to relate, though.
No, it's not. I get it.
It does. It is because there's.
My point is you don't care about spending time with Squid. You want to be there to be drinking.
Well, and
if he's a close enough friend, it doesn't matter.
It does make it more fun.
It's not only more fun, but it also puts you sometimes you connect them differently on a different level. Like me and Squid go deep sometimes.
No, I don't. We do.
401k and Roth IRA stuff.
Ugh.
Oh my God.
That's by his choice.
Never mind. Squid has to drink.
That's right. That's why he gets wasted.
When Squid drinks, boy, he is a talker. No,
but it was, it was busy. I had plans that night, so I was trying to get out of here, all that stuff.
Okay. Well.
All right. If you have a New Year's resolution for Jason Goodman, today is his day.
Okay. I'll go. Sure. Yeah. Jason Goodman, my New Year's resolution for you.
Yes, Katie.
Don't give me the look.
You paused.
I'm just gathering my thoughts. I want you to realize that just because we're not always with you, doesn't mean we're against you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right now.
It feels like you're both against me right now.
No.
Especially Katie.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
You are against me.
It is not.
Go ahead.
It's that we are all allowed to have differing opinions and feelings and life experiences. And just because we don't see it your way,
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that we're like, your way is wrong. Well, or
can
you're...
you give me an example, please?
Oh, because God, how do I know?
Literally
Dad,
everything like, that like everything. We disagree with.
Like, Will, okay, I'll... I'm trying to think of one that's like not too specific.
Yeah, it just can be general-ish specific because
okay, how
it
about
does
this?
Feel like you guys are against me a lot.
How about this? We'll be in a bar.
And that's a fact.
No,
it's not. It is a fact.
Against you?
Yeah, a lot of you guys are against me.
No, I think we disagree with you sometimes.
You're against me.
Here's my favorite. This is my favorite. We'll be in a bar or a restaurant or even just talking about something here during the show hours. And I'll order a specific drink, right? Like I'll order a beer. And Jason, you will legit to my face say, you don't like that. And
right.
I'll say, I do. I just ordered it. No, you don't. You're just doing that because that's what you think you should be doing. I'm like, nope, I actually enjoy a beer.
No, you know,
and then
you are sometimes.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I think Katie specifically orders something because that's the trend thing, even though she personally
ordering
doesn't like it.
Ordering a beer is a trend?
No, a certain beer, a certain thing. That's
I
fine.
Ordered
you do you.
A PBR in a bar in Boone, and you legit told me you don't like that. And I said, I pretty much was weaned on PBR.
And, yeah.
So you don't like whiskey either. I'll
yes,
tell you.
I do. You're right. I don't like, I like bourbon.
That's a whiskey.
I prefer bourbon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right. It? You think that?
There's lots of other examples too, but it's like everything becomes a competition.
Something about work.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Squid.
I was going to say like ours, Katie, our resolutions are kind of like intertwined hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
All because I hang out with someone else doesn't mean I'm turning on you and against you now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like We're still Team Goodman.
We're still friends.
Yeah, we're still dogs.
I still respect, for the most part, what you have to say. I just don't have to agree with you. We all have our different likes and dislikes and experiences and opinions, and that's okay. And that's okay. Okay.
You know, the funny thing is, it's ironic, because there are a few things that Katie doesn't really know what she likes, but off the air sometimes, me and Katie connect on a different level of really connecting on things we do like.
Sure,
together.
We have a lot in common.
Yes,
on certain things.
Yes.
And so then the things that we don't, it doesn't mean that I'm against you. It doesn't mean that we're enemies.
But on the air, it does seem at times you are against me immediately.
That's what makes the show go round. We can't all
have
the same.
I don't think it seems you are against me.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, there's probably some truth to that.
I'm sure there's
yes.
some truth to that.
There is some truth to that, but not on everything.
No. Because just to let you know, when you're against me, I think, okay, we just hate each other now.
That's what I'm saying. That's a problem.
That.
That's a problem for all of us that we face with you, is that we think, oh, if we don't toe the line with exactly what he thinks, that he could go around the building and make us look bad on purpose.
And then get
that's
everybody
pretty much
against
accurate, yeah.
and we're like, but why would we do that? Because we wouldn't do that to him.
We would never.
No.
We might be angry in here, or we might.
No, just Josie does that, but that's not her. She thinks she's, you know, how she.
Yeah, that is the.
She believes herself. Sometimes. Yeah.
That's the point, is that I don't feel the hate. I don't. I don't harbor that. I just think he has a different opinion. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be more agreeable or just understandable.
Just say, understand. It's okay.
Yeah.
We're all different.
You don't have to agree with her, but it's like, okay, yeah. All right.
So, yeah.
New Year's resolutions for Jason Goodman. Freeman, go ahead. What is your New Year's resolution for Jason Goodman?
Yeah, the New Year's resolution for me,
go ahead,
for my pal Jason, is, I see you put people forward first all the time, all year. You do good for people, Jason. You got to get a bigger pedestal and do more Jason. We need more Jason about Jason. You got to be bigger on yourself.
When
these people are rude to you, it's all about Jason.
Okay, we were literally just saying less Jason.
I don't know how many people I put first. Mm-hmm. That's yeah. I am trying to do the you before me thing, but that's more with Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I try to get ahead first and win, and then I will decide who gets something at second place and third place.
If they can benefit your life. If they can't, they don't exist.
Exactly. They doesn't care.
Thank you, Jared.
I love all you guys.
Very accurate. Thank you, Freeman. All right, we have more people calling in that want to tell Jason Goodman what they think his New Year's resolution should be. We'll get to those next. Jared and Katie in the morning.